everyone's favorite time of the week. Tonight we have a special guest joining me. And coming all the way from Texas. Please give it up for number 15. Shitbowl Coon.
Feed Zeke. Feed Zeke.
Let's get right into it.
What's going on?
How we doing?
Good, man.
After week two, here are my comments. We're going to start off with the fun facts like we do every week. 3-2-0 teams, 3-0-2 teams. Obviously, the rest are 1-1. If you would have predicted Frank and Matt would be the top scoring team after week two, you'd be correct. I'd also say that you were stupid. Shockingly, that's the case, though. They're also second in points against, right behind Global Jim, a.k.a. Globo Jim, a.k.a. Guyler Kelly. Now, if you would have bet that he would be in last place, I would have actually doubled down on that bet. I'm a shitty gambler, but I do know when to hold him, and I do know when to fold him. Isn't the case with Guyler, though. He continues to give us free money every week in fantasy. Thanks. So let's get right into it, Coon. Thanks for joining us. And you know,
thanks for having me.
Nito Torpedo, your boys, earned their first dub of the year in the Ship Bowl, nearly doubling the score of shitty old Globo Gym. Now, if it was up to me, I would say doubling the managers doubled the points. Or maybe it was Zeke having rushed 9 times for 8 yards and starting Nelson Aguilar over Chris Hogan. Either way, loss for Tyler. And if you can't dodge Frank and Matt, you can't dodge a losing season. That's the way I see it. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I totally agree. Like, overall, their team, I guess, because there's 2 of them, because Frank doesn't watch football, which is... But whatever, I mean, everyone on their team just basically went off, so I could definitely see why they won. I mean, I'd be very surprised if they didn't with the lineup they had going. I mean, I feel Tyler's pain with Zeke only getting 4 points because I have him in another league, but still doesn't cut it. Zeke doesn't win all games, and neither does Global Jim, a.k.a. Global Jim, a.k.a. Guyler Kelly.
You definitely got that right, and if you were to say he wouldn't win any games, I would actually agree. But anyway, moving on, DJ lost to Sander, but that'll actually happen more often than you think when your highest scoring player is J.J. Nelson and when your running back one is Isaiah Crowell. Now, with that being said, no credit absolutely at all to Sander because his team sucks. But yeah, any input on the J.J. Nelson performance, or maybe you would have made a few different starting roster moves?
No, honestly, I totally agree with DJ. Definitely starting J.J. Nelson because I've also picked him up in another league and started him just because I saw his performance from first week. I mean, granted,
well,
I mean, he only
John
had like
Brown's
a touchdown.
Out. You know, it's good play, I guess, but
definitely. But I mean, when you're struggling with your number one RB being Isaiah Crowell and, you know, having a number two is Jaquizz Rodgers, you know, you can't really do much there. I mean, but he has Doug Martin coming in 2 weeks, so I can kind of see why he's being a little slow in the beginning of the season.
Yeah, I mean, the same doesn't go for fantasy, but in the NFL, if you start off 0-2, your chances of making the playoffs are 17%. If you didn't watch Monday Night Football, Frank, that was a stat they gave out. But yeah, Tommy made Alex eat crap this week, even though Cook and Cup didn't do much for Cook, Hunt, Cup. He's still in the hunt for a top playoff seed if you know, see what I did there.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah, pretty good team for Tommy. Let's see how he continues to do.
Honestly, I love Tommy's team. He's honestly probably one of my favorites because he's got the rookie duo, Kareem Hunt, Dalvin Cook. Man, I have strong feelings about them. That, I mean, Kareem Hunt's already proved himself the past 2 games. I mean, these guys are – he's got a good running back stack along with Julio Jones and DeSean Jackson coming to the Buccaneers, you know, that gives Jameis more options. you know, to strive away from Mike Evans when he's getting double covered and stuff like that. But
yeah,
I really like Tommy's team, definitely.
Well, Tommy's a fantasy guru, and his career stats speak for themselves. So,
fuck him off.
Now, the Junkyard Dogs are put back in the kennel right where they belong this week after taking a nice whipping from Anthony. And I guess you could say it's always going to be a rough week when both your tight ends get injured. Sorry about the Greg Olsen and Jesse James injuries there, Junkyard, but tough break, I guess. And hopefully we see you in the kettle more often than not this year. Pretty much sucks for you. Now, speaking of injuries, Brandon lost to Chris in the matchup of the week that I gave last week. David Johnson went down, obviously. But, I mean, at least you had your third-round pick, Adrian Peterson, step up for you, getting you 4 points over 2 weeks. And if you're looking for that, he's going to be your guy. Matt Cavello might actually have the worst team in the whole league.
I second that.
He hasn't scored.
Sorry, Matt. I still love you, but
yeah, I mean, shit. No offense, but actually a lot of offense. Your team failed to score 85 points the past 2 weeks in a row, and losing to yours truly has extended my win streak to 6 games. And if I could just take a minute to show my first place GOAT shirt.
Man,
yeah. 6 games.
So,
in a row.
So is that gonna be like passed down then from winner to winner then?
Yeah, I mean the winner of the league, I'll be more than willing to buy them a shirt from the ESPN site. Also would be willing to buy the loser a shirt. We could just take it out of your winnings if you win the league, and we can make you pay if you're a loser, because that's what losers do.
I don't mean to stride off, but we should definitely look to do like a small little trophy or something. I don't know if someone mentioned that in this group or if it was in a different league, but we should definitely look to do that.
I would be all for it. I think the tattoo thing that Globo Gym is trying to implement is a little bit over the top. I mean, I would be down. I don't think everyone else would, so it's hard to implement. But yeah, I mean, trophies, t-shirts, whatever you guys want, we can certainly look into doing it.
All right, back to football. Here we go.
And last and certainly least, we had Kuhn. You lost to Austin. CJ Anderson scored almost 30 points. Makes me think maybe he knew something that we all didn't know during that trade. But again, I mean, any team that's playing you, it's an ideal situation if you're looking for a win. So, any thoughts on Austin's team performance or your team in general?
I mean, Tom Brady did what Tom Brady does. I mean, TB12 puts up 40 points, 3 touchdowns in the first quarter.
Yep.
I mean, it's kind of hard to compete with that. I mean, and obviously a rare CJ Anderson performance out there, you know, it's kind of hard to see him doing that. But, I mean, it's still early in the season, so I'm very confident with my team that I can definitely make playoffs again. So I know I've had a rough 2 weeks scoring wise, but yeah, JYD staying in that kennel. But no, I definitely feel like long term, I'm very, very confident that I'm going to the playoffs.
Yeah,
just keep rolling.
Typical response from a losing team, but
yeah,
let's move right into the gritty and shitty picks for this past week. my gritty pick is going to be the Nito Torpedo combo, or Sanders Bimmers. If you guys didn't notice, they changed their team name to Sanders Bimmers, then changed it back. They scored the most points in the league this week. Gave a nice thorough spanking to Guiler. Nicely done, and I'm hoping you can carry that momentum right into next week and give a similar whipping to the Junkyard Dog. Kuhn, who do you got for your gritty pick?
Yeah, no, I definitely have to agree with you on that one. I'm going to have to go with Sanders Bimmers or Nito Torpedo. Definitely have to agree with you on that one. I mean, just looking at the team, I mean, they didn't even have J.J. Nelson put up any points because he got injured, and they still put up 140 points. I mean, it was a good performance by their team. Definitely all their majority of the players definitely went off, so definitely have to agree with you on that one.
Yeah. How about the shitty pick? Who do you have for that one?
Oh, you know, I hate to do this, but Matt Cavello, I'm sorry. Big old TDs are looking like big old flat TDs.
Big time.
You know, barely putting up 70 points, 80 points, 2 weeks, man. You know, I can, if you're looking to do any trades, I'm willing to help you out, but definitely have to go with you for a shitty pick this week. I'm sorry.
Hey, no apologies needed there. I actually had a tie. I'll give it to Matt Cavello and Alex. Matt, your team is garbage. I actually put my garbage out on Tuesday night, so hopefully they'll pick you up tonight. Alex, 71 points is pretty damn pitiful. Frank and Matt scored 143, so you're a math whiz. Let that one sink in. Matchup of the week for next week. Not to be biased, but we got two undefeated teams playing, so I'm giving that one to myself and Anthony. What do you got there, Kuhn?
My matchup of the week definitely goes to Sander and Brandon, just because of all the hostility that's going on between the two. You know, they really are going to battle it out with their fantasy teams.
Yeah.
And they're gonna bang it out, because, you know, I think they're low-key in love with each other. But definitely got to go with that for matchup of the week.
Not a bad matchup there at all. Shipple of the week, who do you got?
Ooh. Definitely going to go with Globo Jim, a.k.a. Globo Jim, a.k.a. Guyler Kelly, against Alex Joyce. I'm sorry, I'm really not liking their teams right now. Hopefully Zeke steps up, but that's going to be with my shipple of the week.
Yeah, I agree with you there. And actually, for all of those listening, hopefully everyone, until Tyler wins a game, again, stay tuned on when that is, maybe like week 10 if he's lucky, I will now be referring to the shipple as the Global, a.k.a. Globo Bowl, a.k.a. whoever plays Guyler Kelly. So, whoever that is next week, I feel bad for you. But you're playing Guyler, and I haven't checked the schedule yet. But, yeah, until next week, I think that's all she got. And thanks for, again, for our special guest, Jacob Kuhn, dialing in. And anyone who's interested in joining the weekly call, give me a shout out. We'll pencil you in. There's a lot of demand these days. So until then, take care and bye-bye.